This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. So, Nicole, I'm listening to CBS News. I don't know what to do here with this whole monkeypox thing. Because they say that almost none of us will be affected by it, but they make it the lead story in the newscast. It's like another grand media diversion for the disaster that is Joe Biden and his Democratic Party. We got inflation through the roof, crime through the roof. We've got people who can't put gas in their car, still have 2 million illegals that have come into this country in the last year, and everybody's leading with monkeypox.
Well, it sounds more fun.
Well, no, not after what we talked about. You get lesions on either your face or your genital area.
But you get to say monkey.
It doesn't sound fun.
I get to talk about a monkey.
Well, yeah, I guess. So we need a, if this is going to be prominent in the news for a while, we need a monkeypox theme song.
Of course we do.
So we tossed one out on Friday from one of my favorite musical artists. By the way, the video for this song is freaky, but it's fantastic.
Actually, you're going to play a few songs here, and all of them are pretty weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what, I mean, I guess there's like a couple 90s, a couple earlier. I don't know. Most of them are 80s, though, and 70s, 80s. They're all, what's the obsession with monkeys and crazy? And
monkeys are all the rage.
I guess.
We could go all the way back to the 60s for our monkeypox theme song. Everybody's got something to hide, except for me and my monkey. Okay, let's see. George Michael. Oh, the late George Michael. It makes me sad. Now here's a key question. So it said in the research that we did on Friday that the monkeypox lesions are generally on your face and your genital areas. Do we know if you can ever get lesions on your back from monkeypox?
Well, I mean, you know, they start someplace. They're going to spread.
They migrate?
I would guess so.
Okay. Well, it seems like this is not a usual placement, so we might have to rule out monkey on your back. Yeah, you don't get monkeypox.
Well, it could be the person on your back giving you monkeypox.
A listener suggested this one. I'm a pretty 15 and monkey. All my friends are junkies. I'm a cold Italian pizza. Monkey Man by the Stones, but he had monkey and junkie rhyme, and I don't have friends who are junkies.
I'm guessing, is that part of the thing? Was that a drug word?
Monkey?
Yeah, a different you know, nickname for something.
I do not know. I bet our listeners do. Is monkey a drug term in any way? So, yeah, I think we have to rule out, since I don't have any friends who are junkies, I have to rule out this one. No, wait, what'd I do? I'm a pretty 15 and monkey. All my friends are junkies. Yeah, Monkey Man's out. And then another one of my favorite bands. Don't wanna be your monkey friend. Want more peace and
accident. I'd rather be such a bit.
You know, for the people who get the lesions on their genitals, Monkey Ranch might be more than appropriate. So I don't know. This is our Dory Monson Show text question of the day. Which song should be our monkeypox theme song? You can text us at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-4673. 5476. Let's see. There's also a Steely Dan monkey song, I know, but that's. Yeah, here's one more. Since Nicole went to all the trouble of loading this.
Too much business.
I thought he'd get out.
Grass monkey? Which one's that?
For me to be involved.
By who? Is that Pretenders?
That's Brass in Pocket.
Yeah, I was talking to you. I honestly don't know the name of the band, but I'll look it up right now for you.
Oh.
No, actually, we got that as a text. So, Brass Monkey.
So, Brady, you're tossing out.
Beastie Boys.
Brady's in for Andrew to. You're tossing out Brass Monkey, but you don't know the artist?
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. There we go.
Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, have that ready to bump out of the Fast 15, Brady, okay?
You got it.
All right, appreciate it. All right, so yeah, what should be, since this is a story that just won't go away, because the media is desperate, you know, 2 weeks ago and last week, it was abortions! So don't look at anything that's happening in America because abortions! And now it's ignore what's happening to your family and your finances and your ability to put food on the table because monkeys! Bucks! So it's going to be in the news for a while. And then, here's the other thing I'm wondering. All these news stories, Nicole, are saying that they have a a monkeypox vaccine, which is, I guess, just a variation of the smallpox vaccine.
Of course they do.
So could it also be just tossing this out there, because I dare say things that nobody else dares say, could it be that because the COVID vaccine revenues are slowing down for the pharmaceutical industry and they got drunk on all of our money the last couple of years, that now they have to keep up the revenues, they can prop up the stock valuation, and if they have to convince all of us to get a monkeypox vaccine, then by golly, just do it.
Well, there you go, spouting those conspiracy theories, Dory.
Yeah, which almost everyone. What, have I ever spouted a conspiracy theory that turned out to not be true?
Not that I can think of.
No, of course not. Every single one of them's true. Mm-hmm. Wait till you hear what I got cooking for 2 o'clock today. Jay Inslee, the World Economic Forum, Lockheed Martin, and the war in Russia, Ukraine. Yeah, Russia and Ukraine. Wait till you hear that, because I'm tying it all together. Jay Inslee, World Economic Forum, Lockheed Martin, and the war in Ukraine. That's our big lead. Seriously, that's our big lead to 2. And we have some stuff that you, I guarantee, are not going to hear anyplace else. All right, so vote for your favorite monkeypox theme song at 888-973-KYRA.
You know, when I was growing up, my dream was to have a monkey, a little monkey in a diaper. I think more people did at the time, but I think that's kind of a thing that's phased out.
Well, no, didn't on Friends?
Yes, but see,
Friends,
that's what...
Marcel! Somebody a monkey?
Yes.
Marcel, yeah.
Of course, but that's what I'm saying. That was 90s, 80s, 90s when I was growing up, and that was my dream. And
yeah, but everybody
nobody
watches
does anymore.
Friends.
But I'm just saying, nobody has monkeys that I know of anymore.
Well, I'm gonna get me a helper monkey.
Why
that's what I'm asking my
you?
Girls for Father's Day.
I love that idea.
Yeah, I want a helper monkey.
I'll babysit. Monkey sit.
Yeah. Wait, if it's a helper monkey, shouldn't it be able to dog sit when my wife and I go out? If I just tell him to feed the dog?
Yeah.
Let Buddy out. Let Buddy out a couple times a day, feed him, and then play with him. Keep him entertained. If not, then it's not just not a helper monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just a monkey. Okay, let me get to the Fast 15 here. Did I mention it's a world of news and a tidy little 15-minute package just for you? Oh, by the way, can I just say something? Because I know a bunch of people that I met on Saturday night are listening, but I went to a wedding. I was going to post a picture because I have a picture of me and Dave Wyman and our wives. And you can see Puget Sound behind us. And we all went to a wedding together. The four of us went to a wedding. And as I was looking at the picture, because Dave's wife is just stunning. And my wife's beautiful. And And I think we can all agree that Dave Wyman is he's a very handsome man, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So it's like the Sesame Street. Three of these things go together. One of these things isn't the same. I look like a helper monkey compared to the other three people in this picture. But anyway, I met so many of our listeners on Saturday. It was a wedding. One of our great, great sponsors, Corey, at R&R Foundation Special, he got married, and what was cool was I must have met like 30 friends of his going back to high school in Stanwood from 25, 30 years ago. And I thought, man, anybody who has that many lifetime friends is very, very blessed. He's a really good man. But anyway, man, we had a lot of our listeners there, too, at the reception. It was very nice. It was very sweet.
Sounded like a fun wedding.
It was.
Was that one of your first weddings post-COVID?
Yeah. And, you know, I have to be careful going out. But, no, we got all our daughter's friends put off their 2020 and 21 weddings. So we got a bunch coming up this summer now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of... lot of weddings.
Expensive.
I know. Just that alone.
I'm going to a bachelorette party this next weekend, and it's in Texas. I mean, it's not cheap being a part of these weddings.
No, but all these have been put up. My girls, it seems like, you know, twice a week, every one of my daughters is going to a baby shower, a wedding shower.
Well,
it's
they're
just
all
20s. Relentless.
That's where, I mean, I was in 13 weddings in my 20s.
Yeah. You were in 13?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Well, I'm not
heaps
surprised.
Up there in the 20s.
I'm not surprised. Everybody you know thinks of you as their best friend, which you've earned. You are a great friend.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay. I got to move on here. If you are one of those brain-dead... moronic type people who have moronic thoughts. See, because I don't call people names anymore.
Well done.
Remember that.
Good
cover. If you're a moronic type person who is shouting ACAB the last 2 years, marching in the streets, all cops are B words. I want you to take a look at the video. I put it up on my Twitter at Dory Monson. But on Thursday's when we had the windstorm that came through the Puget Sound area and power went out in my studio. We went to backup generator in the main studio at the radio station because power was just out everywhere. And in these incredibly high waves, two guys took a two-year-old boy in a raft onto Lake Washington. They went out from the Stan Sayers pits. Well, the wind immediately starts pushing the raft. They're out near midspan on the I-90 bridge, and the waves are battering them, and they're taking on water, and they're trying to bail. They got a two-year-old boy. None of the three have life jackets on, including the two-year-old baby. None of them have life jackets on. Well, what does Seattle police do? Well, they put their lives on the line. Two cops drive their car onto the shoulder, midspan I-90. You see them taking off their gun belts because they're ready to jump into the water to do a save. Harbor Patrol comes out, dispatches a boat as quick as possible. Some Good Samaritan citizens took a boat out to try to rescue them, and they almost got capsized as well. But the video of it is beautiful. Because it's very visual, but I'm going to just play some of it. Because you hear the cops, and all they cared about was saving lives and loving on this two-year-old kid and wrapping him and getting him in someplace warm and then going and saving the guys who took this two-year-old out into the lake. And it is a beautiful display of selflessness, heroism, teamwork from the Seattle PD. So taking on water, you see the boat, they have a lot of graphics on here, but you see the boat drifting near the I-90 bridge.
Harbor 1, you copy?
then you see the two cops on the shoulder, and they start taking off their gun belts because they're ready to jump in and save these people.
Who else we got in the water?
Harbor Patrol comes up. It's the terrified two-year-old there. And anyway, they pull the two-year-old kid up.
Sit down.
They put him in the cabin of the boat. Then they go and rescue the guys. Like I said, it's very visual. But go watch the video. Go to at Dori Monson at Twitter. DoriMonson. But they're pulling up the people. They had to rescue the people, the Good Samaritans who tried to save the threesome. And one question, a couple questions. First of all, it should be mandatory that anybody who has screamed out ACAB the last 2 years watch this video and try to tell me that what you screamed out makes any sense at all. And then also, the two guys who took out the two-year-old boy in that wind, in a raft, without a life jacket, they should be charged with child endangerment. What an unfathomably stupid decision to go out on the lake in those conditions, two-year-old with no life jackets on any of the three of them. And if it wasn't for SPD, all three would be dead right now, without question. But according to many members of the Seattle City Council and many people in this region, all cops are B-words, right? And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. All right, coming up right after we check the news, it is a miracle. A man just had a baby, and he is breastfeeding their child. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard me right. I'll tell you how that's happening next here on the Dory Monson. Oh, it's a biological man. By the way, I should stress. People say, okay, yeah, Dory, it's a trans man, biological woman. Of course she can breastfeed. No. This is a biological man who is breastfeeding the baby. Yeah, let's just use all of our children for little social justice medical experiments now. Sounds like a solid way to go in life. Check the news, and then I'll tell you that story next here on the Dory Monson Show.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Brass monkey, junkie, that funky monkey.
Monkeypox. It's bound to happen. I love how Joe Biden's hoping. He's actually hoping that monkeypox will be a shiny enough object to. See, the problem, Joe, is not all of us are mentally addled. And so you're just holding up your shiny little monkeypox. It's probably not going to divert people from the fact that their ground beef's costing $6.99 a pound right now. But you can keep trying, Joe.
It is something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for us.
Yeah, vaccine. They're going to get us a monkeypox vaccine. Okay, that's great. So it's interesting how much transgender news there is, because it's in the news far out of proportion to any numbers in the population. You may recall I was involved in a very notorious story about 8 months ago when the Shoreline School District hired me after an exhaustive search, a panel of 10 kids and parents and community people, out of 10 candidates, I was the unanimous choice to be a new basketball coach in the district, because I had coached in the district before and had great success. And then 5 days after they hired me, they fired me primarily because somebody found a tweet from 2 years ago where I said biological girls should compete against biological girls. And that's why, seriously, that was their number one reason, that things that they disagreed with on the school board. They don't care about what's best for the kids. They just need to make sure that we get rid of anybody who dares say that it's wrong for biological boys who have a gigantic physical advantage to compete against girls. Yeah, yeah. That's good thinking. But, you know, so that was my experience. Here's a story today. A biological man has revealed that this person, the biological man uses the she pronoun. A biological man is has revealed that this person is breastfeeding her wife's newborn. I don't know why the biological wife slash mom isn't breastfeeding, but the biological man, who's a woman, is breastfeeding. Now, how can that be? Well, this person explained that she worked with a lactation consultant and took a series of hormones and drugs to grow breasts and stimulate lactation. She revealed that she took estrogen and progesterone throughout her wife's pregnancy, but stopped taking the estrogen 6 weeks before the baby was due. She also took domperidone, which I thought was a fine champagne, but this person took domperidone, a galactagogue used around the world to produce milk in breastfeeding mothers, but is not approved in the United States by the FDA. So this person has gone online to talk about what an absolutely amazing, wonderful human being this person is, because a biological man has breasts and is lactating and is feeding their little baby. That wasn't me kissing. That was me latching. That's the worst.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Sorry. I thought I could do more of a latching sound.
Yikes.
I forgot to practice it before I went on the air.
We don't need that sound. Okay.
Isn't that how it works?
Stop.
Oh, man. My. So anyway, here's the thing. A newborn baby isn't some medical experiment that you can give all these chemically induced milk in a man to hope that it doesn't have any negative effect on the baby. But this is how sick some human beings are. Their desire for social media fame and for attention, they are willing to do this with a newborn baby. And it's just, it is so wrong. It is objectively wrong. I don't even know how there can be a debate about this. That once you become a parent, you become secondary. It is now your job in life to take care of and to nourish and to nurture and to raise your child. And then if you're lucky, they'll grow up to be somebody who can take care of themselves quite well in this world. But you have to be selfless as a parent. And yet too many parents view having a kid as their way to, I can make a TikTok video. I'm a biological man with a beard, but look, I got boobs. And look, squirt, squirt, I lactate. And that's what it's all about. This isn't about what's best for the baby. You start filling the child with chemicals so that you can overcome hundreds of thousands of years of human, physical, biological being, and you got a bunch of chemicals in the year 2022, so you can do something like this. You can feed your baby from a biological man. Now, there are people who are going to say, oh, that's transphobic. Like heck it is. It's biological supportive is what it is. It's also when everybody in the media is afraid of, you know, what happened to me, that they'll be labeled transphobic. They're all afraid of that. And so nobody dares speak out about subjects like the one I just told you, because they're afraid of what people will say about them on social media or to their face. And so everybody's just playing along like this is something that's good and natural and normal, and it's not. When you start using children as little medical labs for social justice experimentation, there's nothing normal or good or right about it. In fact, it's not even neutral. It is evil when you start putting yourself that much above the kids that are entrusted. Their care is entrusted to you. It's amazing. All right, quick timeout. Speaking along the same lines, one of the favorite liberals in America has suddenly become one of the most hated. And it's along the same subject. I'll explain, and I have audio to prove it next here on the Dory Monson Show. Bill Maher used to be liberals' favorite comedian. And then Bill Maher started taking a turn toward common sense. And what's interesting is his audience is still nothing but liberals, but they still applaud for everything he says, even though a lot of the stuff he says now is quite conservative. The mindlessness of the radical left. I guarantee you, if I started spouting liberal nonsense on this show, my audience would go, oh, that's a good point, Dory. They would turn on me because they think for themselves. They don't want to hear a bunch of nonsense. But Bill Maher, on his show Friday on HBO. My goodness. Now the left in the media is turning on him. They were hating on him this weekend because he took on some sacred cows. You know, one of the topics being the one I was talking about last second, transgender things. But the reason they hate Bill Maher with such vehemence is because they thought he was one of them. And now he's spouting common sense. And I will tell you, in all honesty, one of the reason I get so much vitriol and have throughout my career is because, you know, people know my life story. And then I grew up in poverty and yet didn't rely on handouts and government and all that. My backstory, I'm one of them. But the way that I lifted myself out of it, they hate that. Because I'm living proof of everything that they despise about personal responsibility and self-reliance and all the things that are absolutely contrary to a Marxist world. So anyway, Bill Maher, that's what he's going through right now, where the left, they just hate him because he's straying. Here was one of his messages on HBO this weekend.
In the wake of America about to lose abortion rights, the ACLU recently tweeted a list of those who would be disproportionately harmed by this. You would think women might top that list. No, wasn't even on the list. Second on the list was LGBT. Really? Abortion rights affects gay and trans people more than, you know, breeders? I'm happy for LGBT folks that we now live in an age where they can live their authentic lives openly. And we should always be mindful of respecting and protecting. But someone needs to say it. Not everything's about you.
I'm serious. That is a very far left audience still. And they're applauding him saying to LGBTQ, not everything's about you. Yeah, woo! If a conservative guy said that, they would hate it. They'd be booing. But they just... It's Bill Maher. I used to like him. Yeah. I am starting to like Bill Maher. He was talking about the issue I was talking about in the last segment, and that's the how the medical community is playing such a role these days.
And it's okay to ask questions about something that's very new and involves children. The answer can't always be that anyone from a marginalized community is automatically right, trump card, mic drop, end of discussion. Because we're literally experimenting on children. Maybe that's why Sweden and Finland have stopped giving puberty blockers to kids. Because we just don't know much about the long-term effects. Although common sense should tell you that when you reverse the course of raging hormones, there's going to be problems. We do know it hinders the development of bone density, which is kind of important if you like having a skeleton. Fertility and the ability to have an orgasm seem also to be affected. This isn't just a lifestyle decision. It's medical. Weighing trade-offs is not bigotry.
But it is considered hate speech when somebody like Bill Maher says it. And he also talked about how in schools, kids tend to identify as trans based on what their classmates do. And that there is a cluster of trans. The Ivy League professor who wrote a paper on that 4 years ago was banned from releasing the paper because it dared question stuff that absolutely must be questioned. How can it be that if this is a natural occurring phenomenon, how can you have huge clusters in one school and nothing in other schools, or city versus city?
If you attend a small dinner party of typically very liberal upper income Angelenos, it is not uncommon to hear parents who each have a trans kid having a conversation about that. What are the odds of that happening in Youngstown, Ohio? If this spike in trans children is all natural, why is it regional? Either Ohio is shaming them or California is creating them.
Again, they applaud for that. Liberals applauding for that. It's amazing. Or maybe liberals are just sick and tired of mindlessly supporting, you know, like men competing in women's sports. Everybody knows that's ridiculous. Nobody dares say it. Maybe people are finally just saying, okay, enough.
I'm sure the vast majority of parents do not take this lightly. And that is very hard to know when something is real or just a phase. And I understand being trans is different. It's innate. But kids do also have phases. They're kids. It's all phases. The dinosaur phase, the Hello Kitty phase. Mm-hmm. One day they want to be an astronaut. The next day you can't get them to leave their room. Gender fluid. Kids are fluid about everything. If kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses.
Very interesting. But, man, he is taking hatred now from the blue check left. Because they're all over talking about what a hateful, transphobic bigot Bill Maher is for saying common biological sense. Okay, we're going to check the news for you here at the top of the hour, and then I got some stuff you are not going to hear anyplace else. Jay Inslee, the World Economic Forum, Lockheed Martin, and the war in Ukraine. I will tie it all together next here on the Dory Monson Show.